Good morning.
I guess it should be afternoon. My bad. So good afternoon. It was close. Yeah.
Okay, it's borderline.
It is. It's noonish. But how are you, man? How's things?
Everything's going great. We're just plugging away, helping the people that have been hit by cars and been injured. It's kind of a good day to be a personal injury lawyer.
It always is. You're always there to help. But real quick, let's talk football. I know you're a football guy. I'm excited because pitchers and catchers are reporting, you know.
But I saw that this weekend. You're the most diehard baseball fan I think I know now.
I am totally a diehard baseball guy. But this weekend, I like the story of Stafford, but I really want it for the Bengals. Now, we can't say the name of the football game that's being played because of lawyers like you, but
it doesn't make a bit of sense to me. I can't get that.
Anyway, so what's your prediction?
Sorry.
Stop it. Stop it. Don't get my license in trouble.
Talking about my salad.
So anyway, who do you like this weekend?
You know, I both of these teams were, you know, long shots to make it this far. It's been kind of fun to watch them. They both have their own Cinderella stories. You know, Matt Stafford coming back and getting a ring after years of turmoil and failure in Detroit. It's interesting though to watch Joe Burrow and the way that he's grown up and he's a superstar overnight almost. And so I'm going to take the Bengals, although they're 4.5 point dogs. I think they're going to cover that 4.5 points and maybe win this outright and surprise Los Angeles. He's really got the best defense we've seen in a long time. It's going to be fun to watch them play against the Cincinnati offense, but I'm going with the Bengals.
I am too, and I think most of America is. I think everybody's on board with Joe Burrow's, and it's the underdog. It's the small market versus the big market, the whole nine yards. And it's,
yeah, you know, he's got a swagger to him. His teammates love him. I mean, you know, Stafford's got a little bit of baggage. You're never really sure whether he was 100% committed to his teammates.
He's proved it. He's proved it himself. He's Oh,
yeah.
I can't say that. Damn it.
See what you did?
I know. Let's move on to business at hand. I'm driving home yesterday across Okaloosa Island, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm cruising along, and there's traffic. It's bumper-to-bumper kind of stuff. Not horrible, but it's tight. Dude on a bagger, not wearing a helmet, just cuts me off. I'm in the left-hand lane. Cuts me off to jump into that little tiny space that I'm leaving between me and the car in front of me. If something tragic happens, and God forbid this guy passes, am I on the hook because he cut me off? I mean, what?
No, you know, there's an interesting thing in Florida law, and there's a presumption that the vehicle that is behind is at fault. But there's an exception to that always if the front vehicle can prove that it got cut off or had to slam on the brakes or for some reason had to make a sudden stop. That presumption can be defeated. But obviously, if somebody pulls in front of you and doesn't leave you time to stop and you smoke them, that's their fault. And you've heard me say it a lot. Your listeners have heard me say it a lot. But the law is supposed to make sense.
Yeah.
Right? It's supposed to make sense. So if your common sense says, hey, I couldn't do anything and this guy cut me off, and let's face it, as much sympathy as I give and as much love as I give to motorcycles, a lot of times they bring it upon themselves. You like to crack that throttle. You like to move in and out of small, tight spaces. It's fun. It's exciting. It's also dangerous. And if you get hurt, sometimes those injuries are life-changing.
And yeah, there's no fender benders on a bike.
No such thing as a small motorcycle accident.
Exactly. And you've been riding for years. So if somebody gets injured by, you know, on a motorcycle, I would highly recommend you reach out to Michelson Booth, personal injury attorneys. Get that information. Get that help. 850-INJURED is the number. Offices Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach, Crestview, and Tampa. And, I mean, you know from experience about riding.
Yeah, I've bounced a couple of bikes off the ground myself. I've taken a couple of ambulance rides in my motorcycle history. I know what it's like to be on the wrong end of a motorcycle accident, and I love helping people that have been in motorcycle claims.
Call Marcus and his crew, 850-INJURED.
And enjoy that salad bowl.